Clappington City.
Action. Okay, so today we have, you have water and a Gatorade.
Uh-huh. Water yeah. in a Gatorade
I got
bottle.
Water in a Fiji.
And
a coffee, which yeah. I have learned two. That I'm a pretty often a two-beverage user uh-huh. and abuser.
I see, the thing is, I will have a drink, but I'll have it on my walk over most of the time.
He is the
and
least.
I will have no drink on set. Because if I had a drink, you guys would hear me slurping all episode.
It's because it's a technique thing. You have a poor drinking technique.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I have a terrible drinking technique.
What do you do?
What I do is I do this. I binge
test
drink.
Test it on this.
I binge drink pretty much
show
everything.
The people
no,
what?
I'm not drinking any caffeine anymore. I had a Prime Blue Raspberry.
It's not even a sip of coffee. That'd be too,
a
put
sip
you over
of
the
coffee
edge.
Would turn. I think all the whole world around me would slow down.
That's kind of what you want, though.
No, the whole world, I'd be in bullet time, like
You'd
over the
like
hedge.
You'd be like over the hedge, yeah.
Yeah, I'd be exactly like over
Do you
the
guys
hedge.
Ever feel like living in the United States of America is the real bullet time?
Yep.
Oh.
See, if they wanted to switch to video, if they wanted to really, like, if they wanted to make a spreadsheet of something, all of our damn hats.
So somebody just...
Yeah.
Who's wearing a hat?
Somebody
Let's
made
get the
a,
background here. Yeah. Which, the only employee that... He has to do one thing every day.
And he's
if
not
he did
here.
His one thing,
we
he'd be able to
be
pull
able
it up
pull
for
it up.
Us.
He's the one that present. He showed us this.
He's completely gone. Yeah, he sent us this. This is somebody made a, let me see what their name is. I'll give them credit.
Bobby
by the way, Brown Bail Bonds.
He is on strike two of not yeah. showing up to work.
Maybe he's on strike. Did you guys consider that?
Oh, my God. I did
what
not kinda, even consider
what,
that.
For what?
Camera switcher strike. Have you not yeah. heard? There's a camera switcher strike going on.
Really?
Yeah. It's him and like two other people.
Yeah,
in the
he
world.
Works for the WGA,
him
the Wimps Guild of America.
That's right. Yeah, the Wimps and Girls of America.
Yep. Yeah.
So it looks like somebody made a spreadsheet that has the beverages of every episode that we've done on video shows the beverage. So this will be one for Gatorade for uh-huh. for.
So yeah,
Cameron.
That's I guess I wanted. This is something I did want
you
to address. I'll let
air.
You complete. Talk about what this is, but I will need to clear the air.
Okay.
Go
ahead. Go,
okay. No, you go ahead.
Okay. So what I would like to say off the bat is that I am just a madman with my beverage choices.
I've always yeah. I have known that. I always noticed that you would love to bring a cup of coffee.
Well,
and
you know what? I do
and you
like
bring
that.
It like this.
Yeah. And
I do like walking spill. Around yeah. atop yeah. holding the coffee from
Look,
the
there's
top.
There's already yeah. a spill right here. And guess
That's
who
not,
did that?
Well, you, because I don't fucking sit there in the middle, asshole.
No, you yeah. spilled that.
But I do like walking in like yeah, this. I feel, that. You know what it is?
Spilled that.
I feel like, I like feeling like I'm going to work. So I like yeah. feeling like this is like, when I used to have an office job, this is how I would show up.
See, I've never had
like
an
this.
Office job, so I drink when I'm going to work. I'm pounding back like a 200
for
milligram
me, an office
caffeine
job,
thing.
For me, an office job means taking a K cup and
yeah.
And drinking
oh, yeah, being,
five or six K cups to
so fucked
take
up
away their
from
K-cups.
Not sleeping the night before.
Yeah. Shotgunning a monster on my yeah. way to work and
eating the cream, drinking
in
the creams.
Front of the,
yeah.
Oh, we need to house. Get some of those creams so that we can yeah. drink those creams. Those,
oh,
those creams
oh,
are so
my God.
Good.
Do you remember one time we had that rancid tea? We should get that.
Oh yeah, one time me and Cameron at our old job we used to make
we
tea
an
all
experiment.
The time, uh-huh. and we made this tea and it was. The only time I've ever seen spoiled tea.
It was completely rancid, and then we tried, and then we could smell the tea bag and tell it was like rancid.
Didn't you look it up in every single review of the
it
tea?
It was like 50-50. It was like there's it's some type of tea where like it's like a yeah, you half the time it completely goes bad and it tastes like vomit.
Yeah.
Do you remember when there was the controversy in our old office about blueberry
I
coffee?
I do remember the blueberry
there
coffee.
There was a blueberry coffee. There was a controversy.
I don't know why the fuck they bought
in
that
our
shit,
old
dude.
Office because somebody bought a variety pack, a Keurig K-Cup, a Blue Mountain or Green Mountain coffee variety
yeah.
pack.
Blue Mountain was the blueberry
one. Yeah. And it was and it had like
yeah, it was like you know, like
12
yeah,
of every
like
flavor,
breakfast
whatever.
Blend, yeah, dark uh-huh. roast, light roast,
and one
Hawaiian.
Of them was blueberry.
Yeah, it was yeah. three. It was those three, and then blueberry.
And the blueberry yeah. one, when you turned it on the K-Cup, it smelled like a diaper.
Yeah.
It smelled like
it
diarrhea.
Filled the entire office.
The entire office smelled like
disgusting food. Or?
I'd never had it because of the smell.
I started drinking it because I eventually got brought over. But we had this one guy that we worked with who would...
I miss him so much.
He was the best guy ever. But
he really was.
I actually love him. But he would...
I remember this dude. Too. Yeah.
He would... when everybody started saying like, oh, God, that coffee smells terrible, he started being like... I actually like it. Yeah. And started making it every single day.
How I remember it was like everyone was like, God, that smells horrible. Like, who's even having this? And then like, and we like didn't know who was drinking it all the time, because we come in and it would smell like blueberry. And then one time seeing him making it and being like, you're the one who's been making the blueberry. It's like, yeah, I love it.
Yeah. And then he kind of just leaned into it more because we hated it. But then eventually we ran out of every other kind of coffee. And so here I am sitting there making the blueberry coffee, kind of just like, and the first time I was
because what am I going to do? Go to Starbucks?
Fuck no. I was broke.
Dunkin' Donuts? Right next to...
The whole reason why I liked the job was that I could get free coffee.
Free coffee, free food all the time. Yeah. You get to work an event and you just take all the food.
Yeah, we used to have to go and like, I mean, that's what I depended on that.
Yeah.
On every other day, basically, I would have to go and film some kind of event or set up like a PA system.
No, it's
and
just
they
whatever,
would have little, that was the only time until like this year that I ever had a lobster roll. And I would always feel like a cat that they were like giving scraps to at the end of the event.
That's how they like,
I would
that's
like hungrily lick my lips and look at like 16 grapes that they had like left over that were all the like bad ones.
Yeah, that's how they'd coax you to do those jobs, because no one would want to do it, because it was, you would have to sit in a room for an hour and a half and film the most boring presentation of all time.
Yeah.
But like our boss would send out emails where the subject line was just like $100 signs, and then like in the body would be like, if you work this event, they're going to give you food.
Yeah. You get $10 an hour plus food. Yeah. I'm fucking there.
Yeah.
And it would be a mad dash to reply to the email first and say, I can do that.
Yeah. Skipping class to do it.
Yeah. Literally, I would do that all the time. I would skip anything to get, like, and I would, dude, I would take, I would take the leftovers.
Yeah.
Like, I would just hope to God that everybody would leave the room before taking the leftovers and assume that I was going to clean it up. And then I would just put it in my backpack. Mm. So I'd go home with like 10 turkey sandwiches.
Truly.
That's what
incredible.
I did that in high school, though. I did that. I would work these like events. I would like go. There's this guy, I forget his name, but I worked for him. And my job was videographer. And I would just go and I would record like all school assemblies for the elementary school and stuff like that. So I would just be skipping. I'm amazed that I graduated high school, because I skipped so many classes just to go do, like, it's like, oh, I'm sorry, I have to go take this Sony Handycam and film like the first graders choir assembly.
You liked it.
Yeah.
I would get free sandwiches, and then he would take me to Walmart after.
As like a reward?
No, he just needed to go.
Oh, okay.
My other job in high school was videographer for the football coach.
His personal videographer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I would,
around the house.
Yeah.
He'd be like, can you take a video to show my wife how to wash this?
Like Brian
Redman's class. Yeah.
Mr. Like Lauzon. Following around Joe Rogan, taking videos of everything he does. You were doing his blog.
Yeah, pretty much.
You were doing Fear Factor Home Invasion.
They would make me stand in this little fucking thing on top of, like, next to where the announcers were for the football game. So I'd just stand up there with a camera, and if I like missed a shot, like, you'd get really mad at me. But I had to, like, he was like, all right, you record once the whistle starts. So I had to like record every single fucking play. So he would have like a playback thing. The whole game, but he didn't have like a good enough camera. He didn't have a good enough camera. So all the footage is like, so, you know, when like they have the digital zooms on those cameras? All digital zoom.
Yeah, for sure.
So I just sit like blurriest fucking.
Because they couldn't let you near the field because you'd scream.
Yeah,
if the ball came near you.
Yeah. I would be. I'd be in that booth.
It's a bomb!
I'd be in that booth.
Running onto the field and jumping over like a grenade.
It's a grenade! Oh, man.
Okay, I need to clear the air.
If I was.
What? Oh, wait.
I need to clear the air.
Sorry. Somebody
needs to
clear
the air. This is weighing on me. This chart that this person made, I didn't count, but they put a whole lot of entries for Gatorade.
They did. Whole lot of Gatorade.
And specifically, they put Gatorade and the flavor or the color or whatever of Gatorade. Yep. At least 50% of those.
Yeah.
That's water in a Gatorade bottle.
Fuck me,
And I feel like, okay, I'm not going to, I mean, I'm not going to say like, okay, you have to be zooming in on this video, but I feel like you can tell the difference between water and Gatorade.
What if it's a Gatorade Zero?
I honestly can't tell.
It's not that Gatorade Zero because they wrote the Propel. Flavor because they look at the bottle.
No, Gatorade, you could be pouring Propel into your Gatorade
What if it's
bottle?
Gatorade Zero color?
They said, like, note, some of those Gatorades could be water in a Gatorade bottle.
So they knew, but they still
made it look like I drank a Gatorade every single
day. And I'd like to
say
pretty much every time that I had a solo cup, which there's a lot of solo cup, that was water.
Yeah.
I'm a water drinker out of the solo. We used to only have really solo cups at the old office, so I drink water.
I had no drinks, pretty much.
That's not true. I had a good chunk of drinks,
but I thought, as soon as Jubio sent me that and it said list of drinks, I was like, okay, I am going to have a revelation about how much soda I drink.
So I'd like
and
to...
I just felt misrepresented, and I wanted to... not drinking as much soda as I need
to
be.
I'd like to defend myself. I am somebody who is easily parched. I have a parchable mouth.
I have a salivary problem.
The number one
problem.
Way to get
I think
unparched
I might have,
is coffee.
I might have type 2 diabetes.
Really? Yeah.
Well, sometimes I think that because I pee pretty much once an hour.
Yeah. I think that too about myself having diabetes.
That's probably because of all the things you're drinking.
But I want to drink those things, so what does that say?
That you're thirsty.
So why am I thirsty?
Probably
because
it might be
a fucking
kidney.
Deadly
it might be
disease.
A kidney problem, not type 2 diabetes. You could be
diabetes is a kidney problem.
You could be it is a kidney problem. Okay. I thought it was a pancreatic problem.
Nope, it's kidneys.
All right. Well, I was gonna say we could have like a whole like fundraiser to get you on dialysis or something.
I'm not dying yet.
He's dying.
I'm not dying yet.
From what I've known him for 4 years now, 5 years, every single day he tells me I just shit liquid, like black liquid. I think my insides are failing.
Yeah. I don't say any of this. I didn't shit. I've
you
had normal shits recently. My shits have been perfect.
As long as I've known you, every single day you tell me something like, I think this is it. I think this is the big one. I think I'm done.
That's not true.
That's yeah, what I do. Say.
That's what he says. He says he's always having
some kind of attack. He has diarrhea, but he like likes it. He likes to
That's
tell everyone.
True.
He's
yeah.
like
he loves his diarrhea.
He does a little DreamWorks.
He loves his diarrhea.
Come out of the bathroom and you go, I just had a diarrhea.
Well, yeah, because
you get allergies and then you're like,
okay, here's the thing about diarrhea.
Because I can't breathe. That's what that noise is.
If I diarrhea in the work toilet, it's best you guys hear it from me.
Well, we hear it from you before you say a word.
Wait, hold on. No.
100%. Yeah. I hate to say it.
What?
You are the loudest shitter in the office.
There's no doubt.
Every time that you would go to the bathroom at the old office, you just hear.
That's exactly.
It was like somebody let go of a fucking balloon.
Yeah, see, I always was like, what's going
on?
You
know when you do that with the balloon, you guys are like.
Yeah. I was like, what's going on until I seen this spreadsheet that says I drink about 400 coffees a week. So, yeah, I think
no wonder
problem,
you have
though.
Diarrhea all the fucking time.
I've,
you're drinking
I've actually
like the
solved
worst
my diarrhea.
Coffee. You're drinking the worst coffee in the world from the bodegas.
I haven't had diarrhea in weeks, guys.
Weeks?
It's been probably the longest run of my life.
I do not believe that because I've heard you use the bathroom here.
That's not diarrhea. That's just farts hiding between the poop pieces.
Farts hiding between the poop.
You've never
pieces.
Had that where like you go, you
that's,
put
that's
out
like a pop punk song.
You put out a turd,
farts
and then there's like a
the poop
you have like 6 inches of fart air, and then
does
another
that
turd.
Say anything?
Yeah. The title is farts hiding between the poop pieces, and the song's like, I told you that you were 15 and not.
Yeah. Have you guys been keeping up? Do you guys know about this esports situation that's going on in the world of esports?
No, I don't pay attention to that. I pay attention to mostly skateboarding and music.
Yeah. You're
I mostly pay attention to literature.
There's this guy. You guys will be interested in this. There's this guy. His name,
Noah's maybe told me
probably,
about this a little
there's
bit.
There's this dude. He's a Valorant player. He used to play for a team called Sentinels.
Yes, he's
and
told me
yeah,
about this.
So yeah, so he's having like a full psychotic break. Uh-huh. And it's very sad, but it's creating some pretty amazing stuff. He's been doing these streams where his face is like... So 3 months ago, he got arrested trying to buy a Lamborghini because they wouldn't sell him a Lamborghini because he didn't have the money for it. And he was like... I'm not leaving. It's he just like sat on a Lamborghini until they arrested him.
Mm-hmm.
And then he was like radio silent for months. And then he started like tweeting about how he's going to go live again. And so he's been tweeting stuff. I just have to read some of these. These are he's posting like pictures of like a really fucked up weed setup. And then he keeps like Uber Eatsing McDonald's and just posting his food every single day. And in between, he's saying stuff like, am I an AI? I'm going to Porsche tomorrow morning to pick up my car, plus a $100 million check to settle this war. He's tweeting the N-word now.
Oh, my God.
I just saw that. He's calling himself Hunter. His first name is Hunter. He's calling himself Hunter Ortega because he thinks that he's marrying Jenna Ortega.
he's taking her last name.
He said, I'm going to go masturbate to Jenna Ortega source material.
Source material.
Which I don't know what that means.
It means he's animated her in Source Filmmaker.
He's posting. He's referring to himself as Eric Cartman. Or wait, he's saying all nuclear weapons must be deactivated.
I believe. You know what? I'm on his side.
He's kind of spitting.
I mean, he really. A lot of this is like spitting. Honestly, he keeps talking about Joe Biden. He's saying, "Can I have the presidential position?"
And I think that'll work. I think if he tweets at Joe Biden enough.
Retards everywhere in politics here in America, but we can fix that. Marry me, Jenna Ortega, back from jail again.
What are his live streams, though?
The streams are he goes live and he plays Valorant, and he's so clearly cooked on benzos. He has like the most insanely puffy face. Looks like he's been stung by a bee.
Yeah.
He like keeps forgetting to mute and unmute his mic. And the entire stream is him playing Valorant and just frying, being really, really good. But then also he's getting calls from every single person in his life constantly, and they're telling him to stop streaming. And he just goes like... He just like mumbles out everything.
Yeah.
This is one of my favorite ones. So like I said, he's calling himself Eric Cartman. 24-year-old Eric Cartman here. Great idea to stream soon. Sure, people will be reasonable and not hurt because why would we anyway? Nothing else matters. Power through control, not dominance. This nation doesn't take war lightly, but nothing can stop the United States. Is everyone brainwashed or am I retarded? He's just got these heaters after heaters after heaters. And then my favorite one is this where he says, he kind of gets you here. He says, I feel at peace. This was like after he had this stream where he like was mumbling and his face looked all fucked up. He says, I feel at peace currently figuring out the situation slowly. But I also feel very alone because I can't interact with people close to me. Thank you all for the support recently. It means the world to me. So I'm going global now with my ideas just to gain some political power.
Damn.
It's so
that's something I've been
awesome,
trying to do
dude.
Is go global lately.
I thought you were saying like you're trying to have a mental break.
No.
It's so crazy that one day you can just like snap like that.
This literally just sounds like a Matthew Golden tweet. Need Valorant ranked. I'm somewhat addicted to the thrill of such a game. I mean, it's a true miracle.
It's just so scary that you can just snap like that one day, and then it's like you have no idea that you are like completely crazy.
Everybody who does that and knows exactly what they're doing.
Yeah.
They're all playing a joke.
And they have to be held accountable for every single thing that they did.
Yeah, I just think like, I don't know, man. I feel like there's no, if you do something like that, like play video games for a living, there pretty much is no other ending but that to it.
Yeah.
Right? Like how else do you get out of that life?
That happened to, what's his name? Atika or whatever.
I don't know who that is.
He was the Super Smash Brothers streamer. They used to have a big mural of him by my old apartment, like my first place in New York. There was a huge ass mural of him. He like had a psychotic break and then like killed himself. It's like it's the saddest like streamer story besides what's his name?
Wings of
Redemption. Yeah, Crying Chris the streamer.
Crying Chris had a really sad story.
Crying Chris had one of the saddest streaming stories in the world because it was just like, you know, he started out really good, like Modern Warfare 2 player in like 2011, and then out of nowhere, all of his streams, Trick Shotta, FaZe Clan, whatever, and then all of his streams are just him playing Nelly and Tim McGraw.
Well, he started
in my head,
and he's playing like he's playing Heavy Rain muted,
Heavy Rain sobbing. On mute, just crying.
I guess the
playing,
end point.
He's Heavy Main on TF2, and he would only do taunts.
Yeah,
so he would get killed. So he was like, I've lived a million lifetimes as the Heavy.
That's sad as fuck.
Yeah,
I guess the end point of being a streamer is either that you are caught doing something you shouldn't do while the camera is on
because
you forget, or you completely get driven crazy by the pressure that that hasn't happened yet.
Yeah. And I think that's actually
wondering what is going to happen.
Wondering when it will happen.
What the thing is going to be. Is it just going to be that I stand up and I'm not wearing pants?
I feel like I would.
Or am I going to like throw my dog out the window? Like,
if I was a streamer, I think I would probably try to get that out day one.
Yeah.
I think I would like turn on Twitch. Well, the thing is, here's my penis.
You really
my
want
butthole.
It to be accidental nudity because that I feel like the ones you always hear about are like, he cut his girlfriend's head off while he didn't realize that the camera was on.
Sawing her head off. And then he looks at the camera. Oh, snap.
Yeah, and running to the keyboard and pressing a button.
I forgot to be my camera.
These
streamers are sick. They're sick. Twisted. It is people.
It is the craziest profession in the world besides professional chef or like
or
volcano skydiver
backflip
front flipper
Navy SEAL with PTSD
or
trying to work at McDonald's
magic
or hitman in an acting class.
Or you see the new episode?
No,
crazy.
I haven't seen the last
I've
two
never
seasons.
Seen a single episode. I don't care
people shit on it because it's Bill Hader with his head up his ass.
Let's talk about it. All right, let's go.
All right.
Let's sesh. So what's panel on Barry?
The Barry season 4 premiere was intense. Fuchs is in jail. Barry's in jail. Snowho Hank is trying to buy some sand. What else happens? You gotta watch to find out.
You just gave all the fucking spoilers, and then you say, but you have to watch to find out what he does with
the sand.
That's
not a spoiler.
He's trying to buy sand?
That's in the trailer. Oh, the sand thing is a spoiler.
Barry, I watched the first season.
Barry this show with other more quality programming.
Yeah, I'd rather...
Damn.
Come up with a bunch of other actually good shows
to
I
put
think
it underground.
Good.
Maybe
like
make
it.
A show about different kinds of
berries. Barry is right now my... Everyone, I think... Every point in your life, you have to have something that you have never watched, never seen, or anything. And
that's because you're a born hater.
You just insist that it's really bad. I think you
have
to have one.
This is your philosophy.
Yeah.
I know. Yeah. It's
it's your philosophy.
I mean, you said you as in the...
I think all three of us do that.
He does it.
I don't have something like
you,
that.
Oh, my
what
God.
What do I hate?
Definitely
do. What do I hate? What do I hate?
You hate so many
things. Just name
things.
One thing, motherfucker. I dare you if I hate so many
you
things.
You hate so many. I'll say like, this thing's pretty fun. You're like, that sucks.
Oh, okay. So your example is this thing.
I have multiple examples that I cannot think of right now.
Then you don't have multiple examples, buddy.
I do.
Nice try. I'm not a hater.
You're a hater in the sense of you say something is gay.
Yep.
I would never say the G word.
But you don't walk around being like, I hate this, but if someone mentions something, you'll call it gay.
You know what else he'll do? Okay, for a perfect example.
Okay, now you have one.
I can tell you have a really good one because he moved the microphone away.
Perfect example.
To breathe. Don't you say skateboarding.
3 weeks ago. No, 2 weeks ago. We're at the bar.
It doesn't matter what
Neil's show.
I'm going to lie and say I didn't do it.
I'm putting the evidence out there.
Okay.
And there is receipts. And people on your close friends' Insta will know. 2 or 3 weeks ago, Neil's show, or my old roommate, he has a show at Revision Lounge. You can check it out. He's on the bill. We're hanging out at the bar after the show. He says, I've been getting really into Pink Panthers lately.
Pink Panthers is great. That's the opposite.
That's true,
you used to hate
Pink Panther. When he listened to Pink Panthers, you made fun of it.
Yeah,
I didn't hate her. I said I didn't want her to come to America, drop that bomb.
No.
Don't have a bomb.
And I still think that.
You make fun of me because I was doing my DJ set last year, and I put the song in there. I was showing
this
you guys.
Was earlier than...
I've never been to one of your DJ sets.
Yeah,
I've avoided them at all costs.
We did a show with Jacques that had a DJ set.
And I went to the bathroom.
You did. You stayed in the bathroom the whole time. Didn't want to hear me.
I don't want to hear
the
that
ones and
bullshit.
Twos.
I actually think I left right after.
But no, it was at the beginning of the show.
Oh, well, then I was definitely not there.
Well, there's one example. You hated on it, and then once it became a thing that you found, you liked it.
So
this is not a good example.
So checkmate.
This is not a good example.
Yeah, I actually thought of a bunch of examples that I can't say.
Yeah. Because
they're all our close friends.
Don't say that.
Just everyone we know. Just like
everyone we know, I hated until just one day I was like, actually, you think I still hate?
You know, people who you don't know who you hate, like people you never met before.
Yep.
that you just are prejudiced towards.
I don't. You're making me sound awful. I don't have prejudice. This is you now you're lying. I'll go with the Pink Panther thing, but now you're lying, and I don't like that at all. And there's, you know what, like, I hate
group
is
of,
lying.
There's
a lot
of
political
people.
Figures uh-huh. that you really hate that you never met are given a chance.
I don't. I was thinking about this well. Today. That people are shitting on this lady, this old fucking raggedy bones bitch,
yeah,
Dianne Feinstein.
What is her? What's her deal?
Just some ancient lady who has no idea where she is. Why are people like?
Is 1 million years old and she needs to give up her Senate seat.
I literally do not give a fuck who is in any office on this planet.
Hater.
Yeah, you do.
You hate the government.
I do not.
You hate
Dwight,
the office
Michael,
of the government.
Pam,
I don't hate it. I'm indifferent.
Daryl.
Daryl, if Daryl doesn't stay in that office, then I will completely blow
it up. Well, yeah, because he moved up from the warehouse.
Daryl is honestly one of the few things in this world that I'm pretty sacred about.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Daryl Philbin.
Daryl Philbin from The Office.
Uh-huh. That's the one thing that I think the first time that I met you back in 2011,
hey man,
I think. Yeah. Hey, I'm Caleb. You were wearing a shirt and
I'm
it was a picture
a,
of Craig Robinson.
Let's
and
do an impression
like,
of
my
each
Daryl
other
shirt.
The day that we met. Okay. Here's my impression of you.
So. Hey, so Patrick. So. Hey.
And then that really I how
you,
I used to act.
You literally, I remember I met you. I was hanging. I met you. You were with Ben, and you like got up on. I was like talking to Ben, and like you were his little brother. You got up on the fountain that was we were right next to, and you like walked up and down the fountain.
No,
Ben.
No,
do you
no,
know
no,
what
no,
I remember? One
Kieran.
Of the first. One of the first times that
really tall guy, right?
Yeah, you.
Yeah.
One of the first times that right. I hung out with Patrick, what I remember is that he was. We were in that little alleyway that led to. City place, and you were on your skateboard.
That wasn't mine. That was Chev's.
Oh, excuse me.
That was
Chev's. You were on somebody else's skateboard. Yeah. That's an important detail. And you were doing some tricks that you weren't landing, and you were saying like, "Man, I haven't skateboarded in a while." And I was thinking, "Why is he doing this? What's he doing?"
And that was a that was brick road. Also, yeah. I feel like that's tough to skate on.
Yeah.
Why were
well,
you
I
skating
hadn't
on the brick?
I think I hadn't skate. Like, I think that day, honestly. Was the day that I was like, I should start skating again.
When did you?
That's so crazy. That is genuinely like, because I think I like almost landed a kickflip and then I was like, oh, fuck. I used to like be good at that.
Why did you stop?
Fat. One.
Fat. But that's a grad. Then, you don't wake up one day and be like, fuck me, I'm fat. Time to stop skating.
No, I did what? That. I think I was just like, I think I genuinely was like, oh, I don't know. Like, it's embarrassing for, like, somebody my age to still be skateboarding.
And you
and
said
then,
that
like,
when you were 19.
Yeah. Yeah, I said that when I was 19. I stopped skating for a really long time. And then I met you guys when I was, like, 21.
And now you're kind of going into the OG kind of older
head.
Man.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah really
old
head man. Old
spreading the wisdom of
old,
the children.
Old head who
old head who what?
Who's cracking all of his single bones every single day.
Cracking them?
Cracking all
breaking
them
or cracking
bones.
Them like a knuckle?
He hangs out with a 16-year-old and says, man, I used to be able to do that.
Man, I used, to, be,
used to be different, man.
Man, you used to not be able to wear high-ass pants, but now...
You used to be able to say what you want.
We used to wear
women.
High heels when we skated back
we
in 2015.
Our skateboards, we used to get on our...
Man,
our
we used to wear polka dots.
On.
Man,
I
shit's
used to wear
just
a
different
blue
now.
Shirt with a big star
shit
on
is
it.
Just different. We used to walk around...
I forgot
used
about
to,
the star shirt. I used to wear a dark blue shirt.
A navy blue
with
shirt with a gold star.
Yellow gold
man, back
star.
In my day, when we skateboarded, we used to all wear that sriracha shirt.
Yep.
We used to walk around with
man,
the sriracha
all
shirt
the
on.
All the skateboards used to be shaped like the sriracha bottle. Primitive style.
What is up with men who wear the sriracha shirt.
It's the new
get
Triforce
that shirt
t-shirt.
Off of your body.
The red sriracha shirt with the khaki cargos.
You do not need to be shopping
type,
at Marshall's.
What's that type of fabric
that's what
called?
I,
where
what's
it looks
that type
like
of
that?
Person who goes to
which
Marshall's?
Which one? The polyester one or the like the all over know. Print? The all over print one that's kind of like it kind of feels like a soccer
I'm talking
jersey.
About the it's red like, shirt that is like yeah, it kind of has it's like very stretchy.
Yeah,
because
yeah.
it stretches over a fat guy's belly.
Yeah. Well, that's
and he wears a sriracha thing because he's like, oh, it's food.
I think that's a 60-40 cotton polyester blend shirt.
I think the next shirt that's gonna catch on because a sriracha shirt. That I mean, I think the next one is gonna be a mayonnaise shirt.
Yes.
I think
so?
It's Hellman's.
Yeah, Hellman's.
That's literally these guys would be wearing a mayonnaise shirt
yeah.
if it was available.
Yeah.
Instead of the sriracha
well,
shirt.
Well, they wear the sriracha shirt because they think it's exotic. That's the equivalent. Yeah. That's the fat guy equivalent of walking around with a shirt that's a movie poster that has Japanese characters for the name of the movie. I like sauces, but I like exotic sauces.
There's this kid on my bus in middle school.
Sriracha shirt kid?
He definitely was a sriracha shirt kid. He was a pretty big boy. And this kid in the back of the bus, Hunter, was trying to get his attention. And I think he was wearing headphones. And somebody like tapped him on the shoulder as soon as like Hunter was like, "Hey, fatty, there's a jar of mayonnaise in the back of the bus." He turned around immediately, and then the name mayonnaise stuck with that kid. Man. Forever.
Oh, fuck. Because he dared to look at somebody who yelled at him.
Who was yelling at him for calling him fat.
That's horrible. I just thought of
it. But then he embraced it, and we were just kind of like, all right, man. Yeah. All right, mayonnaise. What's up?
That is a cool nickname. I kind of like that nickname.
Mayonnaise is pretty sick.
That's a good one. Yeah. I just came up with a scenario that I want to lay out for you guys really quick.
Go ahead.
So you see a guy, he's wearing a sriracha shirt.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
He's like, maybe he's on your, maybe.
I can't help myself. I pull it down in the middle of the bus stop.
I pull down those khaki cargos. I'm doing this Bob Ross underwear. and I'm just
fucking balls.
Maybe he's on your daily commute. Like he's on your bus or something.
And then I do it every day.
You see him in a sriracha shirt.
And I'm the bus driver, which sucks.
Yeah, I don't care. I'll give him roadhead while I drive the bus.
All right, get up here.
And you think, okay, it's a sriracha shirt guy, great. Yeah. Like, oh, great. He's wearing the sriracha shirt. Mm-hmm. And then the next day you get on the bus, he's wearing another shirt. Kikkoman, soy sauce.
Okay. Yep.
Next day, Heinz ketchup. Next day, Hellman's mayonnaise.
You realize he's a full sauce guy.
He's a sauce shirt.
Yeah.
Fuck me.
You thought he was a sriracha shirt guy?
Just sauce.
But he has a full sauce wardrobe.
Yeah. Wow.
His name is Jed Sossman.
I do want the perfect t-shirt rotation is Monday, wake up, sriracha shirt.
Uh-huh.
Tuesday, wake up, Dark Side of the Moon shirt.
Yeah.
And all these, by the way, two sizes too small.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Like so spread, except in the arms. They're big in the arms somehow.
Dark Side of the Moon.
Wednesday, Dr. Pepper.
Wednesday is the Dr. Pepper, the faded look, vintage Dr. Pepper shirt.
Friday.
Well, he's
green Triforce t-shirt. Gold. Well, yeah, I know, but nothing this on the most
Thursday.
Important one.
Thursday, no
shirt. Thursday is a button down that's Thursday an all over print of.
Oh,
with a vest.
Yeah,
Thursday
with a vest.
Thursday is definitely a bright button down.
Yeah.
Like a really bright one.
Uh-huh.
Like a pink button down with a pattern on it.
Yeah. Saturday, it's the weekend. It's a Triforce shirt, but you cut the sleeves off.
Damn.
Whoa, that's tough.
Yeah.
That is tough. The Triforce shirt and the khaki cargo.
Sunday, maybe
Sunday's going to church, so it's a full suit.
So it's the same as Thursday.
Same as Thursday. But I want other shirts. I want a Nirvana shirt in there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A really, really bad Nirvana shirt would be good in there.
Star Wars, Empire Strikes Back.
Oh, Wu-Tang.
Faces of Vader.
Uh-huh.
The faces, expressions of Vader shirt is going
to
be big in there.
I paused my game to be here.
Yep.
See, but that's a little too, like, even those guys.
But
are
that's how he's wearing it. He's wearing it ironically.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Because he's like, I would never wear this shirt.
I'll wear a fucking I'll wear a Hellman's mustard shirt, but I'm not wearing a fucking
that
pause
shirt
my game to be
actually
here
like
shirt.
A Hellman's mayo t-shirt.
It would dare I say it would
it
be
would
a shirt
hard.
That would go hard.
It would go hard.
Yeah.
Wow.
I would wear that. I think
sauce shirts.
The guy
if it was like a genuine like
do you think one day they axed it? Like who was the first guy who's like let's put fucking sriracha on a shirt. People will wear that.
Yeah.
And then it was gangbusters.
Well, you know what
2014.
Happened?
Well, actually, nobody sell any of them, and then they got to Marshalls, and they went crazy.
Yeah. A guy was wearing a plain t-shirt.
Yeah.
He was eating food. He got sriracha on his shirt. Uh-huh. His friend said, hey, man, you got sriracha on your shirt. Light bulb
said,
above his head.
Sriracha shirt.
Did you say sriracha shirt?
You know what it actually was? I think
they make more money off the shirts than they do the fucking sauce.
So in 2014, like everybody, like they had like the fucking sriracha like keychain and stuff that you could like keep that shit.
Why did they? Who did that?
I don't know. Man.
Why did sriracha become?
Well,
there has to be some like
the company that makes sriracha.
In one ingenious marketing guy.
Well, it was
all this stuff.
It was fucking
like
Paul Rodriguez,
the Power Rangers guy.
Paul Rodriguez did this collab with Sriracha.
No, that is not the first thing
it was
did.
No, it was huge. It was like a really big collab. Like they were making like Sriracha skateboards and like all the Sriracha shirts
they
were
would
gone
not
through
go,
Primitive.
They
were
not,
sold at Zoomies.
They would not go Sriracha skateboard
they
first.
They did Kikkoman. They did the Kikkoman soy sauce too. They did a Kikkoman soy sauce cruiser board that's shaped like the soy sauce bottle.
Oh, and our motherfuckers walking around with Kikkoman soy sauce shirts?
They
not
used
that
to.
Often.
They used
nope.
to.
No.
The Primitive Kikkoman soy sauce collab was also very
you
big.
You think soy sauce is Primitive?
No, it's the skateboard company.
What the
Primitive.
Hell is wrong with you?
I don't know why I know all that, but I know it.
I know why you know all that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because you like skating.
Yeah. They also their Naruto and Dragon Ball Z collabs are the only things like keeping them afloat,
no.
which is insane.
Oh, wait. Mm-hmm. Really?
Yeah.
Oh. Uh-huh. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I didn't realize that.
That's why their team is so big.
I really hope nothing happens to those two collabs then.
Yeah. No, something
probably
bad.
Go under.
No, Tiago Lemos would not get a check.
Tiago Lemons?
Tiago Lemons would not get a check.
What a fucking normal name to have.
He's Brazilian.
Lemons.
He's Brazilian, that's why.
You know, have you ever heard of Brazilian? Not named Tiago Lime.
Yeah. Have you seen the Brazilian lemonade thing?
Yeah, it looks like shit.
Dude, it's limes. They're calling it lemonade. It's all limes and condensed milk.
They call in Spanish, they call it the same thing. It's just a lemon.
Are you
limon. It's the same.
It's the same?
It's the same word, yeah.
Is it the same fruit?
It's not the same fruit.
It's not the same fruit, but they're both a limon.
So they at least say limon amarillo?
Limon Trotsky.
Not really.
Mo like it.
They just don't have
to tell the difference.
They just don't give a fuck. It's not that big of a deal. It's like the difference between a red apple or a green apple. We don't know how to I don't know how to differentiate between those
Dude,
two.
The day that I found out I was allergic to raw apples was devastating. I used to love to just take a big Honey Crisp and just take a big old bite out of it.
A honey? What?
If
what
you
happened
wait, were you
to apples,
were you were you
man.
Not
Fuji
allergic
apple.
To apples and then you became
it,
allergic
it
to
was
apples?
One of those, you know, like those allergies that you get when you like every 7 years.
So you didn't used to be allergic and then you became allergic.
I think so. Yeah. I wasn't allergic. I found out because I ate a big bag of cherries. And then
and you thought these are kind of like apples.
And I got full. My stomach hurt.
And then
stomach was swollen.
I ate 600 cherries, maraschino cherries.
600 maraschino cherries, and I threw up.
They should do maraschino other fruits.
I agree. A maraschino banana sounds so fucking good, dude. Where you can eat the peel.
Oh,
a maraschino melon.
Maraschino. You know what actually would be good?
Yeah.
I think it's just got sugar on it, right?
Maraschino.
I don't even know.
Maraschino apple.
Who's
apple
maraschino?
Maraschino is a former WNBA player.
I feel like we talked about this before, so tell me if we did. But I knew this before, and I completely forgot about it. But then I was talking about it with my family when I was back in Boston. That Scully bread is only in Boston.
Yeah. I was talking about Scully bread last night.
Because... Yeah, isn't that, and it's called that because there was a family called the Scully family.
The Scully family in the North End, yeah.
Yeah.
I looked it up because I was looking, when I first moved here, I was trying to buy Scully bread somewhere.
I'm thinking about something.
What?
I just am trying to make something work in my head.
Okay. All right, go ahead.
I'm just still working.
Nope, go now.
You got to go through this process.
I was trying to do maybe a Terry Schiavo cherry, but... Then I got.
No,
then
it would have to be a vegetable.
Well, that's what I was thinking about. How funny it would be to be talking about somebody who had a brain injury and they're in a coma, and like it's like your dad telling somebody, he's like, "Yeah, Chris, he fell off a ladder. He's stuck in the hospital. He's a complete fruit now." He's just getting confused. Yeah, it's real sad. My cousin went to the hospital. He's a fruitcake.
Yeah.
Anyway, sorry. You guys talk about bread.
I do think a Terry Schiavo cherry is good.
What about a maraschino human?
That would just be a wet guy. I mean, I turn into a maraschino human when I come out of the fuck it when I'm done playing basketball.
Yeah.
Have I ever told you guys about when I play basketball? I get so sweaty that I thought I was really good at pickup basketball because nobody would want to get close to me because I'd get so sweaty.
Yeah.
You told us about that.
It's so disgusting. I think that I have some kind of medical. I think it might be a.
Did
superpower.
You get your cholesterol checked?
I don't even care.
Yeah, maybe that's it.
My cholesterol?
Maybe you drink so much coffee.
There's no anything in this.
Sodium.
There's no sodium in coffee. Are you crazy?
You put sodium in there. You put sodium chloride in there. You put salt in your coffee thinking it's sugar, and you're like, damn, this makes me taste good.
Makes me taste good. Probably would make me taste good.
Yeah, it makes you taste good because you're brining your insides.
No, you would taste the best. You're like an an olive oil. You're like an olive Wagyu cow.
I would not taste the best.
You
The stuff that I eat, Doritos, Mountain Dew.
You're a turducken.
Actually, I think I would taste the best.
You would probably taste normal.
No.
I think that
I have. He would taste like chicken feet.
I have a Mediterranean diet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was told to go on the Mediterranean diet by a doctor.
What's
a
Mediterranean
diet? Some
Greek
fucking doctor.
Yeah.
He writes a prescription for his family's restaurant.
It's making a lot of sense. Yeah. The doctor's office was on top
of
a diner.
Dr. Coppolopoulos. Yeah. He's saying, you just go right downstairs.
Coppolopoulos.
Yeah. I wrote
and,
you.
And then he's like, yeah, and you're going to have to worship some new gods.
Yeah.
Yes.
A whole pantheon.
And mm-hmm. I'll say, is it cool if I change their fucking names?
I'm Roman AF.
I'm Italian.
Yeah. Nobody worships the Greek gods anymore.
That would piss me off.
I do.
That would piss me off if some. Do you guys ever think that that's going to happen? There are people who call themselves Apolloists or something, but I don't think they actually worship Apollo.
No, they just
Richard Spencer says that he worships Apollo or some shit.
Really? Yeah.
Isn't that funny?
I didn't know that.
Yeah, it's pretty goofy.
Yeah.
It was the first.
Well, I guess
he
ever saw the other Nazi guys getting into Norse mythology, and he's like, I have to be a little different.
Yeah, I got
to
be weird.
Yeah,
he's always. I'm sick of these like alt Nazis. Like, just be a normal one. Why do you have to be like? No, I'm gonna be.
I like Greek stuff.
Yeah. I'm gonna wear a suit. Just wear the outfit. It's already.
They
cool
all
enough.
Wear suits. It's so crazy how they all wear suits, and the suits look very ill fitting.
Yeah, because they look ill in them. Damn, you look.
I'm not saying
that. And fit. Proper fit.
Fit.
They're not
proper
looking.
Fit.
Hey, you know what, Richard Spencer? You are not looking proper fit. You look like a proper bitch.
Oops.
Joker gun. Yeah. Whoa, the bang gun. Oh,
it's a
man.
Complete accident.
That actually is a sick... If you play those at the same time again, it sounds really cool.
Do you guys think that one day they'll change the gods of Christianity like they did with Rome?
Oh, whatever. Absolutely.
They're going to be calling Jesus Barack.
Oh, my God!
That's right. They'll call Jesus Barack. Uh-huh. They'll call God... Fucking Billie Eilish.
Yeah.
Fucking.
They maybe. Now I'm thinking about it. It would back then when everyone had a thousand gods.
Yeah.
And they all had names and stuff. And then they were like, we're gonna have one god, and we're not even give him a name. And if we do, you're not allowed to say it.
Do you think this religion stuff is all hocus pocus?
Yeah.
Not me. I actually starting to believe.
Yeah.
That's.
Yeah. I believe more in. I'm more of a believer in aliens.
I'm more of a believer in thoughts and ideas.
Yeah,
I think
the marketplace of ideas.
I'm starting to believe a whole new type of religion
what
that I just
that?
Thought of. Just who gives a fuck?
Ology.
Who gives a fuckism?
Who gives a fuckism?
Eric and Jack show IDGAFology is what you're thinking of?
No, I'm thinking of my whole thing.
Ology
like,
is a
who
science.
Who gives a shit?
Well, he believes in the science.
Who cares about any of this stuff? We're all going to die. Oh, this is actually... Damn, somebody else already made up this
what
idea.
Is this?
It's nihilism.
Absurdist Gen Z nihilism.
Absurdist Gen Z nihilism that I have in my
head. I guess I have been kind of more into memes lately.
Yeah.
I'm more of a believer in stuff that is not short.
I send him all these amazing, incredible memes.
He sent me a good meme this morning.
Day.
Did you write that one customly?
What was
no,
it?
I found that one.
Really?
I found
you copied
that one,
and pasted it?
And I copied and pasted it because I didn't feel like crediting the author.
Let me pull it up.
I saw somebody retweet it, and
why
I was
do
like,
you keep
"Damn,
moving the mic away
is
from you, like Charlemagne."
Because I've been watching a lot of that.
A lot of
he
Breakfast
said,
Club.
A lot of Breakfast Club.
Ass, tits, bro. Her shit posts.
These are all memes I sent Cameron.
This.
I've been sending Cameron all these.
I don't understand that one.
Memes and philosophical questions and ideas. I posited Cameron one of the craziest philosophical ideas,
which was,
"Would you rather?"
Do Sidney Sweeney
or
the
one
crazy detective?
This is okay, Cameron, say yours first, and then I'll say mine.
Oh, wait, yeah, this is actually a hard question.
Okay.
Yeah. Or no, it's not for me, but for some people.
Would you rather have sex with Sidney Sweeney or a shaggy sheep?
Yeah. So, but
and that's why it's difficult
so,
for Caleb.
But there's way no. There was a lot
Caleb.
Of added
yeah.
things.
Okay, so
you need to finish the whole thing.
Yeah, I know. I just wanted to make you look like a fool.
I am a fool.
The shaggy sheep which it is, it has to be Shaggy, mm-hmm. has a sheep STD that none of humanity has ever contracted even once.
Yes.
But it will be contracted by you. It's a female sheep, not a male sheep, by the way.
Okay.
And you will get it, and it will cause an outbreak of a new disease that is a sheep STD to everyone in the world.
But do I have to have sex with a bunch of people to cause the outbreak or what?
No, it's...
It becomes viral. Airborne from my penis.
Yeah, it's okay. It's
the
like COVID.
Emanating from you.
Okay, yeah, so that's... It's a bat soup situation.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And it's zoonotic.
How many people die from this?
Oh, 250,000.
I was about to say 20 million, but we can go with...
That's the
either
same.
One. I mean, any if you even said million. If you said a millionth of a million, that's still if it has million in there, I'm
but
scared.
But you won't die.
You won't die, but you'll be sick for
but
the rest of
but
your
everyone
life.
Knows that it was and you and you're on and the news 24/7.
All right.
And then and the disease makes your penis turn completely blue and hairs grow out of it and it's can't be covered by your pants and they put you on the news.
And then the other
and now the other
and
side
then the
of
other
this.
Side of it, Sydney Sweeney.
Yes.
It's four, she's 4 years old and it's Christmas Eve.
At the Christmas Eve. Man, yeah, see, that's hard.
See, that's these tough. Are the kind of questions that me and Cameron posit to each other all the time.
That we develop.
We have really hard philosophical conversations.
This
like
is one of those philosophical questions where I feel like you need to ask a mathematician or something.
It started with I asked Patrick just would you rather fuck Sydney Sweeney or a shaggy sheep, and then I just kept adding details.
You wanted to balance the scale a little bit.
Yeah, it turned into something horrible.
Yeah. So then I asked him a question that I think is probably the same amount of hardness.
Okay.
Would you rather have $30 taken out of your bank account every single hour for the next 18 days or become a registered sex offender for the rest of your life?
No, you did not say registered. No,
that's not what you said.
You said be a pedophile.
You said
what
be
you
a
said.
Pedophile.
It's the same thing.
No, it's that's not. It's not the same thing at all.
You have to register to be a pedophile in society. You have to register.
But but pedophile means it is the internal.
There are a bunch of underground pedophiles running around who are unregistered.
Yeah, you don't have to. It's not like, I just realized I'm a pedophile.
I thought
they
were all in a database.
No.
They're in the database if they show
their ass.
There's
a bunch of off-the-grid pedophiles.
Oh, Jesus.
That buy a big ranch.
So you are, so
that's the question.
Would you rather lose
$30, right? Times every hour, 20 times 24.
It's not that much money.
Times 18. For 18 days.
18 days, yeah.
That's $12,960.
Yeah.
So would you rather pay...
I mean, it's a lot of money.
$12,960 or...
I don't have the money, but I think in 18 days...
Wait, here's...
I could easily come... Not easily, but I could...
But,
if I,
but
I, also,
okay,
if I
but
explained
you're,
it to
are
people...
You, since you said bank account, you can get overdrafted, right? That's okay.
Okay, wait.
Oh,
I'm looking,
yeah, of course.
So maybe so I would do that if
close
I had
the fucking
zero,
bank account.
Yeah, $0
And also,
to my
the money
account.
Isn't going anywhere, right?
So Saturday...
Yeah, wait, who gets the money?
Yeah.
Is it a pedophile?
I don't know. I think it's just the government. But here's another question
so
that
tax,
I asked.
Do I get taxed $13,000?
This is a more important
question.
Wait,
the question. Government is doing this?
This is a more important question here.
You want me to read it?
I'll read it. Saturday, 5:24 p.m., I texted Cameron with a question that I knew would blow his mind.
Okay.
Because it took him 2 hours to reply because he was pondering it. Would you nut in your cousin if a scientist told you it would create the cure for cancer, but you found out later it was a mad scientist who was lying to you?
And what did I answer?
You said I would do my own research first to confirm whether the scientist was telling the truth or not.
And then would you real quickly just read what your next text was?
Sunday at 11:21 a.m. I probably woke up an hour before that. Texted Cameron, picture of old Greg with the quote, "It's attached to your rod, mother licka."
Okay, wait. This is actually good. Would you rather drink Bailey's from a shoe or fuck your cousin?
See, because that question, like, how dirty is the shoe? Is it like the shoe?
Well, it's old Greg's shoe. It's been at the bottom of the sea or the lake.
Yeah.
Am I going to get a disease?
Is old Greg a real cryptid?
No.
Oh. He's not like a legend?
He is a legend, but in a different sense.
A proper legend.
He's a proper legend for the video, but, is he? Can you go and see like a place?
What is old Greg up to? He hasn't made a video in a minute.
I think he went.
They're gonna have an old Greg reunion.
I think he went like
soon.
Kev Jumba. He went. He became a monk or something.
Did Kev Jumba become a monk?
He became very religious and went and became.
Kev Jumba was one of those YouTubers where I saw as a kid that he was like number one most subscribed or something, and I was like, I wonder what this is all about, and I clicked on it and I was like, I don't understand this at all. Why do people
That's
care
what
about
all
this?
Of them are right,
like, but at least if like I don't know, maybe I did. I don't actually even know what Kev
a lot
Dumber
of these
really did.
A lot of people who do like streaming and YouTube stuff are so uninteresting, but because they are there all the time, people are held hostage by them. They're like the only thing that they see every single day, so then they're like, oh, I guess I kind of like
That's
hearing
why Shane
about this person's
Dawson
life
got big.
No, Shane Dawson but got big because he did funny voices.
Shane Dawson, you can look at a guy Kev like Jumbo, Shane Dawson and you're like, I understand.
Yeah,
I understand why people are watching this because why people are watching this because he's doing videos that are, he's doing skits.
Yeah. But Kev Jumbo just
talked
camera
about his life
and was just like, oh, but he did The Amazing Race, though.
That's what it was
dad.
With his daddy.
Oh.
Yeah, it was pretty funny.
Yeah.
His real name Jumbo?
His last name was Jambalaya.
No, he's a Cajun fella.
Yeah. That was a Cajun man, Kev Jumba. Okay. Yeah.
Kev Jumba.
I remember.
And he's a monk now.
Shane Dawson.
I think so. Somebody told me that, at least. He could be just a guy. But I don't think I think he quit every online thing and started doing monk-like stuff at the very least.
Yeah. I remember when I was 11 years old seeing a Shane Dawson video where he's supposed to be Corbin Blue, and he looks like he jumped in a vat of pudding, and he is wearing an afro wig.
Kev Jumba?
No, Shane Dawson. Oh. He's in full.
Blackface. What you would say, pudding face? I guess is what you're saying.
The shade of brown that he used for this blackface looked like chocolate pudding, and I wish Jubio is here to pull up a picture because it is extremely
jarring.
That
chocolate pudding is not what I would. I mean, I feel like that's a normal skin tone to have. That's not that like crazy.
No, but like the
a normal
the
skin tone to have as a white person.
Not as a white person.
The sheen
probably.
That the light.
But I don't know. I mean, I'm scared. What do I say?
The sheen that the light would.
No,
hit
it's
in the
not
video.
A good. I mean, I don't know.
The lights would hit the studio lights that he had in the video.
Shiny.
They're shining on his face so crazy that it looks like if it was in black and white, it would probably be the scariest thing you'd ever see in a David Lynch movie.
I'd bite his head off.
Yeah.
Hey,
he
David
was really
Lynch.
Made out of pudding.
Hey, David Lynch.
Be normal, bitch.
Stop making weird flicks.
Yep.
I don't want to go to the. Here's me at the movie theater. This is what I want to do. Eat my popcorn. Uh-huh. Drink my soda. I'll watch a couple
look
minutes.
At my Insta.
Look at my phone, and then every once in a while, I look up, and I'd like to see a fight scene.
Yeah.
I do not want to look up
scenes,
and see
David.
Somebody who's shorter than average.
Doing this.
Yeah, being odd. I do not
I don't
want
to see any more zigzags.
I do not want
no
to
more
see
zigzags.
People with dirt on them. I do not want to see a fast woman.
I don't
want to
see somebody talking like a weird bitch. Somebody
and I
with
don't
some
like,
weird-ass dialogue.
And David Lynch, for the last time, I don't like sexual tones of voice.
Please stop with that. Also, ditch the close-ups. I don't like close-ups.
Stop it now. No more close-ups and no more things about, like, your relationship with mommy.
Who's mommy?
Why is your mommy weird to
you? You're making
me
feel awk. I'm feeling awk when I watch these movies because I'm sitting next to my mommy watching them.
Yep.
And I'm saying, mommy,
same
close
goes to
your
you.
Eyes.
Same goes to you, Ari Aster.
Because I'm feeling awk. So please
same
don't
goes
do
to
this.
You, Ari Aster. Your whole new movie about mommy being meanie.
Ari Aster, you
sorry. You
should
have called that movie
Ari.
Mommy
sorry,
is
bastard.
Meanie.
You sorry bastard. Don't you ever make a motherfucking movie again.
Mommy is meanie.
Quit it.
Bo is afraid. Mommy is meanie.
Me is afraid.
Yeah.
Me is afraid of mommy.
Me. That's me watching.
Bo is afraid. Me is afraid.
Me watching his first two movies.
Yeah, me is afraid of his other movies.
Yeah, me is fucking afraid. Also, you started your entire career making a movie that is so disgustingly about a
fatherly
brother
sex.
Having sex with his older brother.
They should literally have called that movie There Is Something Weird and Wrong About Ari Aster.
You know what I would have called it? That kid fucked his dad. That's what I would have called the movie because then I wouldn't have watched it. I would have said, oh, that's a pornographic. I don't want to see
all
this.
You would have named it but not watched it.
Father fucker.
Well, that's the kind of... honestly, that's a perfect job.
What? To name movies?
Then movie namer?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
That's a good movie.
Like you like...
Or the guy who puts the
but
things
they don't,
in the
you don't
the
watch
rating?
The movie. They just kind of give you a post. You go, there's something about Mary.
Yeah.
That's a good idea.
That is a good title for a movie.
Yeah.
Yeah. That one. But then there's something then weird about go, the Johnsons.
They have to go and do the reshoots, right? Yeah. So they show you this this funny or this sweet family movie about Ben Stiller. Uh-huh. But you haven't had your coffee today, so you're mad. And you're saying, meet the fuckers. Yeah, go ahead. Make that fucking movie. I dare you. That's a good idea.
Yeah.
Yeah. They would bring the Avatar sequel to me and they'd be like, we want it to be the Way of something. We're not really sure.
Way of Blue Bitch.
They're gonna be swimming around a lot.
Yeah, it's the like, Way of the Blue what about Bitch. The Way get of
Water.
Out of here.
Yeah. You say, well, the people are made of water, so Way of Water. There you go. They show you
what if you call it Avatar Way to Water? Mm. And they're like, I don't know.
If I saw the poster for Child's Play, I would immediately call it Child's Play immediately.
I call most movies Child's Play. I would have called it. I'm too adult for them.
Odd Doll.
Yeah.
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 Chucky's Playtime.
Normal Child.
Normal Child. Weird Doll.
Yeah. No, I would have called it Normal.
Oh my God! Can you imagine? So I'm assuming the movie namer he names maybe he has like a quote. He does like maybe five movies a day or whatever. Imagine that they bring you Child's Play and you're like, Child's Play, I guess. And then the rest of the day, so easy. Child's Play 2.
Oh yeah.
Child's Play 3. Child's Play 4.
You're naming, but they're giving you movies. They're giving you Crash. Yeah. They're giving you all. Yeah. And you're like, Child's Play 3. Pretty good. I mean, I like this movie idea. Or this idea for a job.
Yeah.
Yeah. That is a good job. The namer. The namer.
They would have an award. They would have different namers, and then they would have an award for them at the Academy Awards.
How do you
awards.
Qualify for this job, though?
It's kind of like, it's like how editors have like ACE at the end of their title.
You have to send in a packet where you name a bunch of... They're like, what would you name a movie that is about a guy fighting another guy? Mm-hmm. And you'd be like, guy versus guy?
Yeah.
Free guy.
Free guy.
Fight fuckers.
Fight club.
Fight club.
That's how they came up with that one?
Stupid.
Yeah.
I'd call a movie Stupid Fucks.
What movie would you call Stupid Fucks?
Jackass. Actually,
here, wait. Okay, I'll give you some log lines. I actually think you'd probably be best at naming.
Okay.
Let me give you some log lines for some movies.
All right.
And you tell me what you name them. Okay. An American epic about an Italian family involved in the mafia. And a power vacuum is created.
Epic movie.
Cowboys versus Aliens.
Epic movie and Cowboys versus Aliens. So that's going to take some rewrites. Okay. Star-crossed lovers who are...
Star Wars.
Okay, Star Wars.
Date movie.
Okay. Matthew McConaughey has to go to space to save the entire world.
Star Wars.
Scary movie.
Okay. Well, it's kind of a scary movie. When if you smoke weed, it is pretty scary. A mysterious convict on death row has mystical powers.
Superhero movie.
Harry Potter 4.
Okay. A man's experience in a turn of the century
the
prison.
Experience.
Okay, the turn of the experience.
Turn of the century.
Turn of the century. Okay.
It's in the title. It's in the log line.
That is good.
Leonardo DiCaprio, he has to go into your dreams.
DiCaprio.
I didn't finish.
Leo.
Those are the names?
Leo, period.
DiCaprio.
Leo, period, I think is better. I'm going to give it. Now
DiCaprio, ..
Now it's a competition. Okay.
Okay.
An escaped slave has to hook up.
The slave.
He has to hook up with a German guy to go get his wife, Brumhilda, from Leonardo DiCaprio again.
Slavery, the movie.
DiCaprio, colon, the slave.
DiCaprio, the slave?
Well, yeah, but right,
I'm
going
to give it to you.
Not...
DiCaprio, the slaver.
Well, but you don't know that, though, because I didn't say that in the log line.
Yeah. Brumhilda's capture.
Brumhilda's capture?
That would be
capture?
The prequel.
Okay. Actually, I'm just going to do Tarantino movies.
Okay.
Seven funny looking businessmen go back into their
seven
garage.
Brothers.
The funny farm.
The funny farm is better. two funny business guys have to hunt down some business
the fuckers.
Papers.
Goofballs, the movie.
Goofballs is better. He's doing better than you. He's definitely going to get this job. Nazi Germany, 1931.
Caleb's family.
No, it's not my family. Who's Caleb? That's people don't know who Caleb is.
Hitler. That's why you watch the movie to find out who Caleb is.
Okay, wait. Two Broadway producers produce a movie, a box office bomb for insurance purposes, but it ends up being a critical hit.
The Bitches.
The Bitches.
The Bitches.
You can't steal his name.
The Play.
Okay. Well, here's a curveball.
Okay.
Major League.
A young lion is born and gifted the kingdom, but the king.
I thought when you said a curveball, that was the movie.
Oh, is this the name? I thought that you said a curveball. That's the name of the movie?
Yeah.
No.
Now it is.
Okay, that's actually pretty
good.
What's
the name of the lion?
King. I don't know. Mufasa.
Mufasa's story.
Actually, that's not his name, is it?
No.
No, which one's Mufasa?
Mufasa's the villain.
Oh, you know,
he's the dad.
No.
Scar is the villain.
Scar is the villain. Oh, yeah. Scar is not a dad's name.
Scar is name, but it is a name of a very touchy uncle.
Scar's attack.
Scar's attack. He doesn't attack him really, though. He just kind of lets him go.
Scar, the menace of Scar.
Scar's hands letting go is kind of more of the image that you're looking
for. The wimp that became the king.
He is kind of a wimp.
That's good. I like that one.
The wimp who would be king.
Featuring
Zazu and Pumbaa and Timon.
Featuring Zazu. With Zazu. okay. A clownfish loses...
It.
His son.
It.
It is just... You can name any movie It.
Yeah, that's true.
Finding Bitch.
What the
his
hell?
His son is named Nemo.
I really don't know anymore. This has been going on too long.
The fantabulous journey of one Nemo the fish.
This has been going on too long. I think this is an exhausting job. I think I can see.
You're
to
just
Cameron.
You're just doing okay. Badly, and you're
well, then
you're
Cameron's
embarrassed.
Job.
I think. Well,
yeah,
I,
you're just saying,
I concede.
And the fucker. This shit.
You can't see.
I concede.
Oh,
I concede, and the job is yours, Cameron.
See.
The
I couldn't see.
The best man won.
And that was a good name for a movie. That. The best man won.
The best man won.
The best man won.
And then they could do the best man two.
Oh yeah, wait. Jonah Hill has to go hang out with his wife's new
See, we were
family.
Going we were going
Jonah.
With movie.
They should call
titles.
Movies.
We should have just been going. We should have made the movies for we should have been coming up with movie ideas.
From the titles?
From the titles.
Well,
yeah.
Give me a title then.
Reservoir Dogs.
Reservoir Dogs. It's about a group of mangy little pups who are stuck in the Los Angeles River,
uh-huh.
And they have to get out of it.
Yeah,
and there's seven of them, and they're all named.
No, they don't.
Rocky,
no. Balboa,
Bendon.
What?
Franklin, Chrysanthemum. That's the girl.
He's just trying to prove that he can name stuff because
yeah,
he failed so badly.
Because you failed badly.
Wimpy.
Because you failed badly.
No, we'll end the
Chimpy
episode now.
And
Chimpy
the Grinch.
The dog. And the Grinch. All right, bye.
Bye.